Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, one of the grave misconceptions which generally comes to the mind of a believer or even to the mind of a non-believer is the fact that is not this world the creation of someone who is unjust? Because you see, are a number of unjust practices, and there are a number of things which are found in this world which are not congruous to justice. We find oppression. We find people being looted. We find people women being raped. We find so many things which do not go in accordance with the concept of justice. And therefore, it is concluded that if the Almighty is just, then why has He at all created such a world in which He has allowed injustice and oppression to play havoc? And also, then the next question which comes to mind is that why should we call the Creator a just Creator if He has tolerated injustice in such large and huge proportions in this world? If the Quran is studied, the answer that we get to this question is that this world has been created as a trial and test for mankind. The Almighty is actually trying and testing people by creating various circumstances as to whether what kind of deeds they do. The Quran says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that the Almighty says that He has created this life and death so that He is able to test who is best amongst mankind regarding deeds that He does. So therefore, the basic premise which needs to be understood is that if there are people are born in adverse circumstances, if there is oppression, if there is injustice, then this is actually a means of trial and test, the trial and test which is the principle of the creation of this whole universe or this whole world. Another thing that needs to be understood is that this oppression or injustice which is found in this world is not the direct creation of the Almighty. The Almighty has given man the right to exercise his free will. Injustice and oppression comes into existence because of this wrong exercise of free will given to man. So therefore, it is inappropriate also to say that God has created oppression. God has given man the free will to do whatever he wants. It is by the wrong implication or the wrong application of his free will that injustice comes into being. So therefore, it needs to be understood that this world has not been created by the Almighty in order to reward people, or always reward people for their good deeds and always punish people for their bad deeds. This world has primarily been created for the trial and test of people, and people shall be rewarded in the hereafter for whatever they do. As far as this world is concerned, one form of this trial is this injustice and this oppression which we found so rampantly around us, and therefore the Almighty wants to test us whether we are patient, whether we show fortitude and forbearance and perseverance while fighting out these troubles of life, and whether or we end up complaining to God and doing bad deeds. So therefore, in a nutshell, we can say that the Almighty is not at all unjust. He has not created oppression. He has created this world, in fact, as an act of mercy. It is man's bad deeds or his evil application of his God-given free will which results in oppression. As far as the Almighty is concerned, this oppression itself becomes a form of trial and test for people, the very basis on which He has created this whole world. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.